Module 6, Psychological. Psychological harassment, sometimes referred to as mobbing, is the term that is used to reference actions and behaviors targeting another person, usually intending to force the person out of the workplace. Psychological harassment can include various hostile actions, words or acts meant to belittle another person, gestures that are meant to damage another person's reputation, isolating or ignoring another person with the goal of causing them discomfort. Isolating. Isolating of another employee is a form of psychological harassment. An employee is isolated or ignored, intentionally stationed away from the rest of the team, kept out of the loop of information, and often not spoken to at all by the aggressor. This is demeaning, discrediting, and sometimes unnerving for the victim. This is an attack on the personal relations of the victim and can also affect his or her reputation in the workplace. Isolating produces an extremely hostile workplace. Examples of isolating harassment: unreturned emails and voicemails. Conversations stop upon entering the room. Contributions go unheard, despite speaking at an audible volume. Relocation of workstation away from team or coworkers. Discrediting. Discrediting is defined as actions or words, such as frequent public criticisms of the victim and his or her performance, frequent critiques of the victim's private life, and other actions that are meant to discredit the victim in the workplace. Diminishing the person's talents and abilities is harmful to the victim's mental state. Discrediting a coworker is considered psychological harassment in the workplace. This is an example of an attack on the victim's communication abilities and his or her self-expression. Often the aggressor will use statements such as the following: gotcha in another mistake or error. I'm watching you, just waiting for you to make a mistake. You can't be expected to do a good job, just give up now. I shouldn't have expected anything from someone like you. Disparaging. Another example of psychological harassment is the disparaging of another employee or coworker. Disparaging is the tarnishing of another person's reputation. Examples of this would be starting and spreading false rumors about another person in the office, assignment of simple tasks in relation to the victim's talents to give the illusion of less capabilities, etc. Any aggressive act that minimalizes the victim's ethics, morals, or work talents. Speaking in a derogatory manner about a coworker is considered harassment. Bad-mouthing, making snide comments, etc., are all behaviors that tear down a victim's confidence, self-esteem, and self-worth. It is like the old saying goes, if you do not have anything nice to say, do not say anything at all. Contesting. Contesting is defined as opposing an action, decision, or statement as wrong. Another way to define is as an objection or opposition. In the workplace, contesting the ideas or statements of a specific employee every time he or she speaks up is considered hostile and negative. Focusing this negativity at someone is harmful to the victim in that it raises his or her stress levels, lowers his or her self-esteem, and makes the workplace unhealthy. Because of the negative effects of these behaviors, the zero-tolerance policies consider contesting a form of harassment. Case study. Phil has been observing some of the activities of the office. He is not pleased with some of his coworkers' behaviors. He went to Cali in Human Resources and asked for the anti-harassment policies. Cali asked him if she could be of assistance. He said that they could work on this together and hopefully improve the workplace culture. First, he told her about how some of the guys are not accepting of the women. The men are contesting all suggestions of the women as being substandard. Phil then explained that he didn't feel comfortable with the discrediting of the women and their expertise when the men are in small groups. He feels that the isolation of the women is unfair and creating a negative workplace culture. Callie explains to Phil that these are all examples of psychological harassment of these ladies. She told him that it was not covered in the current policy, but that it needed to be addressed immediately. She told him that she appreciated his coming forward, and that even though he was not the focus of the behaviors, she knew it affected him anyway.